The next exercise is all about creating the distraction principles and mastering it in your conversational style. Now, this exercise is actually quite simple, but not necessarily easy to do. In the context of normal conversations with your friend, family, colleagues, whatever, what I want you to do is begin to randomly start changing topic in the middle of a conversation. The way to do this is either what's called a hard loop or a soft loop. A hard loop is when you just break the information and just go to a completely unrelated topic, and you keep going in it long enough that it builds enough momentum that people don't go back to the old conversation. A soft loop is to create some kind of segue into it. If you listen to radio DJs or TV presenters, they always have soft loops. They have saying, oh, and that reminds me of this. This is just like that. So in order to create a soft loop, you might say, well, that reminds me of a time, and you tell a story which may have nothing to do with the actual original topic, but by the time they realize that, it's already gone beyond that. Now, initially, change topic just once at a time, just to get used to doing that. The next step will be to change topics 3, 4, 5 times in a row. Here's an example of what I mean. You know, I went shopping yesterday and I bought the most amazing thing. You know, it's like just before Christmas rush. I mean, last Christmas I was going into a department store to get my sister a birthday present. I had no idea what to get her. Now, I remember when we were like 5 years old and my sister gave me my very first birthday present. She's only about 3 years old and she'd made this really, well, now looking at it, it's kind of crappy little cardboard thing. But I remember at the time thinking that this was the most amazing thing ever, that something so small could give me something they actually made out of nothing. Now, I don't know if you've had that sort of experience where you kind of make something out of nothing. I mean, my cousin is really, really good at this. He's a chef, and he's actually worked for 4- and 5-star restaurants. And he can walk into a kitchen where there's absolutely nothing in there at all. I mean, literally, there's a bag of cornflakes and some slightly stale milk. And he'll whip up the most amazing meal out of seemingly thin air. Now, that's a real skill I admire. Okay, so notice that in that last 30-second or minute or so, we've actually introduced 4 or 5 different topics, and they're all totally unrelated, although somehow the flow seemed to follow one to the other. Just get used to doing that. The third stage of this exercise, once you get used to just breaking the topic of conversation and then breaking the topics repeatedly over the same short interval of time, is to place in a very small seed, a simple seed of a suggestion, and then straight away break topics several times. Now, the seeds will initially be just hypnotic themes like fascination, attention, relaxation, focus, enjoyment, and then moving on to other things. Now, here's a little trick to make it even more powerful. When you actually present the suggestion seed that you want to implant in someone's mind, embed it in a sentence fragment that you never complete. For example, the best thing about relaxing is, well, you know, when you go driving sometimes, you find yourself in this place where your mind is totally focused on the road and you don't even hear the radio listening and playing in the background. Notice how I've actually introduced the idea of relaxing inside of a sentence fragment, which never gets completed. The reason this is particularly powerful, this is a trick of the masters, if you like, is because the unconscious mind keeps throwing the same sentence fragment over and over and over again inside its mind, trying to complete what meaning you might have tried to give it. And it actually emphasizes, like putting fertilizer on a seed, and makes it grow more quickly and more powerfully.